early evening in Nairobi, beautiful day, and I hope you're having a lovely day. My name is Daniel Lua. These are Kenyan Stories, and tonight I just wanted to get back here. It's been a while, and the reason is because I have a lot on my plate, and we have a lot of stories that are coming up, new stories, exciting people, innovators, designers, Kenyans of all walks of lives coming up on this feed. Today, I wanted to go back almost a decade back and play something of lost stories, because I lost all these stories. I lost a bunch of stories. I started recording audio stuff and films and those kind of things when I was about 14 years old, and all that content got lost. And only now I'm trying to get some of that back. A decade ago, I was at an exciting event and I met this awesome lady that all Kenyans knew at the time. And she's gone on to do massive, beautiful things. I want to get some inspirational words from her from back then. Please enjoy Regina Ray. My name is Daniel Dua. This is Kenyan Stories.
My name is Regina Ray. That's my stage name. I'm an image consultant with Executive Advantage. We deal with deportment, grooming, anything to do with image matters. And our tagline is, your image is our business. I am a personal and corporate image consultant and performance coach. So I work with artists, I work with musicians, models, actors, but I also go across the board and I deal with executives, secretaries, housewives, everyday average people, students, anyone that's interested in improving their personal image. I've always been a performing artist, and that's why I say I'm a performance coach. And so there was really no real transition. I work as a performance artist, a performing artist, and an image consultant at the same time, simultaneously, depending on what the gig is at the time. I've been doing this for years. I started off as a model. In school, I was an actress, and I just continued in with the arts for as long as you can imagine. I think each of us is born with a talent. Sometimes we're hard-pressed to figure out what that talent is. To some of us, it comes quite naturally. We're either informed or told by family and friends, hey, you're good at this, or you're good at that, and you find out that that's a talent. A skill is something different. A skill is something that can be trained. So you can be a good singer, you can have a talent for singing, but you can be trained to be a better singer. And so that's a skill. You learn the technique of singing. Or you can be a good baseball player or football player. You have a natural talent, but then a coach comes in and trains you. And so then it builds the skill, comes in. Skill is taught, talent is innate. Because I come from a background of singing and on-stage performance, live performance, and TV, and big screen, I don't have any one person that I can say, this is the person that is really wow for me. There's a variety of people in the performance industry who have touched me for one reason or the other. We talk about the queen of gospel, Mahalia Jackson, who has a thunderous sound to her. We've got the jazz singer Nina Simone, who is also very good in her craft. We've got performers like Denzel Washington and Demi Moore, who are phenomenal and diverse on-screen actors. I draw my experience and I draw my experience really from a variety of different actors and artists. They don't have to be foreign. They don't have to be foreign at all. We have a lot of our local, when I say local, I mean within Kenya, within East Africa, and within Africa, personalities who have stood out. We've got Miriam Makeba, who truly, I don't know if anybody holds a candle to her in terms of what she has managed to do in the music industry. We've got Hugh Masekela, who touches me with his musical prowess. We've got people from West Africa, Fela Kuti, who also are renowned in their craft. So we've got a wide array of African personalities who I have been touched by and have had the pleasure to have been inspired by their work. I think I can probably answer your question by saying, to know where we're going, we have to have some idea of where we're coming from. And when we are interested in a particular style of performance, whether it's on screen or acting or singing or dancing, I think it's important for us to look back and see, what did those before do? How did they do it? How did they break the barriers? I just saw a newspaper article the other day that cited this legendary American performer who's just passed away. And she broke the racial barriers in America in terms of the black-white thing. So I think sometimes it's important for the next generation to have an understanding of what happened before. And when you have an understanding of that, then you're able to make better decisions and more informed decisions about what kind of performances you want to put out there in the future. That's an interesting question. It's a difficult question to answer with any degree of certainty. What I do know is that every part of Africa, when we talk about West, East, North, South, as artists, you always struggle. First of all, it starts from an interest. I'm interested in this field of study, this music, this drama. And then I struggle to make it known and to get it out there. But no one is an island, and we don't stand alone in this. If I want my art to be heard, or my sound to be heard, my movies to be watched, my plays to be watched, there must be other players. And sometimes we have the politics of the art industry coming into play, and that, I think, is what hampers a lot of us. I do believe that there is a wide range of interested persons from out of Africa interested in the type of art that we have to offer within Africa. Getting it out there is one thing, being able to maintain the standards that are expected internationally of performances is another area that we must look at, and also being able to do large productions. You know, it's not enough to just produce 1,000 CDs if we find that there's a market out there that is looking for 10,000. And so we're hampered by a few things, but I think that each and every country, each and every culture has something to share with the rest of the world. And that's how we learn, that's how we grow, and that's how we become even more tolerant and accepting of each other. Well, you know what? I really don't want to look at things in terms of glass ceilings. Because when you talk about glass can be broken. Glass can be broken. And so when I decide that there's a glass ceiling above me, then I've already decided and predetermined that I will stop at that glass ceiling. So I'm not too sure that I want to attest to the fact that we have a glass ceiling. We just need to, if we believe in something strongly enough, if we think we're good enough, if we have enough support in whatever it is that we're doing, I think we can achieve exceedingly, abundantly more than we ever thought, asked, or even imagined. Well, as I just mentioned earlier, I am an image consultant and performance coach. I have been an artist for over 20 years, and so I do understand the way artists perform, what they go through in terms of contracts, what they go through in terms of dealing with directors and producers. And so from that point of view, I teach and I train on how the next generation can do it without making some of the same mistakes that I do. So if anybody's interested in an image consultant and performance coach, call Regina Ray on Executive Advantage, and I will be very happy to accommodate you.
Your image is our business.
Thank you for listening to Kenyan Stories. My name is Daniel Tua. Next week, we'll be bringing other episodes. So please, if you have any requests, people you want us to play, to feature, all that kind of thing, please get in touch on the show notes, and I will take it from there. In the meantime, have a good one. My name is Daniel Dua. I'm out.